This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Mail ballots start going out to registered voters today. Coloradans will decide on the state's next governor, secretary of state, and U.S. senator. People will also vote on whether to allow the sale of wine in grocery stores, legalizing magic mushrooms, and other important issues. Students at Delta High School in Denver conducted a research project looking at mental health for students of color, and they found Latino students face worrying stigmas around mental health. History teacher Janet Damon.
One of the students said, you know, my parents didn't even believe that anxiety or depression were real things. They thought that was only another group that experienced that, that our culture, we don't have those things of anxiety and depression. And, you know, and some people talked about, like, if you even talk about mental health, other people will shun you. They'll think there's something wrong with you and that they might in turn have something wrong with them if they're associating with you. So these were things that we unraveled because their questions were so powerful.
Only 5% of school psychologists in the Denver Public School District speak Spanish. Artists can submit designs for a special section of a mural in Pueblo along the Arkansas River levee. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin explains the city is looking for a story that tells the history of Pueblo.
The theme will incorporate the 5 flags on the city seal that represent countries and territories that Pueblo has been part of over the past 200 years. That includes France, Mexico, Texas, Spain, and the U.S. City Council will choose the top 5 designs, and the community will select the final design. The winning artist will receive a stipend and up to $4,000 in supplies. Submissions are due by November 18th. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
You can find these stories at cpr.org.